You're so much fun in bed. I feel like you've helped me let my hair down so much. I haven't had this much fun since college. Well, I went to a conservative Christian women's college. Oh, don't you go getting any ideas. I was a good girl from a good home. Well, I may have experimented a little, but I really am an innocent girl that you've gone and corrupted. I was a virgin before I met you. Corrupt me more? I mean, what do you mean? Oh, talk dirty to you? I don't know, honey. I just wasn't raised to use that kind of language. Make love to me is about as dirty as I'm able to go. No, I get that it would turn you on, but I'm not so sure I want to say dirty things. It just seems, well, sort of degrading and wrong. Well, all right, I'll try it just this once, but you have to promise not to laugh at me. No. I just don't know what to say. I'm shy. I'm shy. Okay. Baby, I love making love to you. Dirtier? You want me to say the F word? The big F? Okay, if I'm gonna do this, there have to be some rules. Up. No. No touching. I have to get up the nerve, which means I want to watch you masturbate. I mean, jack off as I try to talk dirty. Watching you might, I don't know, get me into the mood. I don't know. I don't know if I can do this. Come on! Start jacking off! Please? Baby, I really like watching you touch your penis. I mean, cock. It's a really nice, I mean, cock. You already know I like it in me. It makes me feel, well, I get an ache between my legs just thinking about it. And when you slide in, I can feel my body react against my will. Muscles tightening, pulling, trying to grip and push you out at the same time. And when you start to thrust and fuck me, it gets even better. Baby, I know I haven't said it before, but I really do love getting fucked. I love feeling you on top of me, in me, pressing me down with your body, looking down at me as I wrap my legs around you. You know I like being on top too. Sitting over you, bouncing on your cock. And, when you come, feeling your cock pulsing, your hips desperately moving as if they want to shove you as deep as they can into me. Oh, God, look at me. Look at me right now. Look at me. Look at me while you jack off. I am wet between my legs. And you did it. And maybe it's talking like this that's doing it. How am I doing? Oh, no. This is actually sort of hot. Way hotter than I expected. Can I try and go dirtier? Hey, baby, baby, stop for a minute. Can I try and go dirtier? I'm not gonna touch it! I want you to keep masturbating while I talk, or I'll lose my nerve. Like, really bad. Okay, where was I? Baby, you know how I always act like this sweet, virginal young lady that you corrupted. Well, before I met you, I sort of had this roommate named Linda. She was a lesbian, and well, she and I got to talking one night, and there were a few glasses of wine involved, and well, she was my first. Yeah, my first sexual experience was with a girl. Being with her was so different. She had such soft lips. I was so shy, but she teased and kissed and sucked all over my body to get me so aroused. Then, when I was shuddering at her every touch, she went down on me and started licking and sucking on my pussy. Oh, honey, I must have had 7 or 8 orgasms that night. And of course, I couldn't let her do that to me and not do it back, so I licked and sucked and teased until she came over and over in my mouth. You look so shocked. I didn't lie. I was a virgin when I met you. And besides, look at your cock. It's stiff as a board. Do you like hearing about my college experimentation? Do you want to hear more? Knew you would say yes. Baby, this wasn't the last time we did it. In fact, we fucked every night that week, and then we sort of became an item. We went out together, kissing in public, touching each other's pussies in the library when we were pretending to study. One time I ate her out in the back of a bus, taking us to a football game. Oh, I love how she tasted. We called each other sluts in private. I loved how she made me feel. We had pet names for each other. I called her Munchkin, and she called me Tongue. I bet you can guess why. Oh no, honey, we broke up after the first semester. She was a lesbian, and I really was into guys. Well, you know, it was just a phase. She didn't hold it against me, though. In fact, you met her a few weeks ago at that party we went to. That short brunette with the big breasts? You remember? Yeah, her. I think I forgot that I was supposed to talk dirty. Oh, yeah, I can see how hard you are. But I'm still not gonna touch it. I said I talk dirty. So I have to do it, right? Right? Then keep stroking it. 'Cause, baby, you know how I said I was a virgin when I met you? That's true. But only technically. See, after I broke up with Linda, I started dating guys around campus. I didn't date most of them for very long, but, well, I did do stuff with most of them. Oh, what kind of stuff? Oh, honey, you sure you want to know? Are you really sure? All right. All right, baby. Your cock looks so hard. You know how I've never given you a blowjob? That's the reason why. You see, I decided when I was in high school that I wanted to stay a virgin. So, I avoided having sex. The guys always kept pushing me for it. I didn't know what to do until I asked Linda. And she showed me what a blowjob was. So, on my third date with the second guy I dated at college, I got up the nerve and went down on him. I'm pretty sure I sucked. I mean, I was terrible. But he let me practice on him as the weeks passed. Then we broke up and I dated another guy. He had a really huge dick. And that's when I really wanted to learn sucking cock. I learned all sorts of tricks and inevitably I ended up fingering myself when I did it. So that's how it went. Guy after guy, every one of them wanting to fuck me, but getting my mouth instead. I learned to crave cock in my mouth. I loved sucking those hard cocks, jerking them with my hand while I teased with my tongue and lips. I used to beg for it, pleading with them just for the chance to suck on their dicks. I loved the feeling of their cum exploding in my mouth or in my throat. I loved hearing them moan and call me terrible names. They called me all sorts of awful things. Whore, slut, fellatrix, cocksucker, mouth cunt, mouth whore, blow queen, oral succubus, oral whore, cum vacuum, cock socket, cum lips, fuck face, mouth toy. I'm sure there were more than that. The point is, I was a slut for giving blowjobs. I found myself dating guys just to suck cock. And it affected my grades, and I nearly got suspended. It's true, honey. Don't act so disturbed. Your cock is leaking all over the place. Besides, you were the one who wanted me to talk dirty. But, baby, you haven't come yet. And I'm not stopping until you do. Good, 'cause I wasn't done yet. And I know you're probably wondering why I never given you a nice session of mouth fucking. Well, baby, I gave it up. Cold turkey. I was addicted to it. I had to stop or it would have ruined my life. That's why, baby, when I watch you jerk it like that, I have to fight the overwhelming urge to crawl across the bed to you on my hands and knees and lower my mouth over your throbbing shaft. And if I touched it, had my face close to it, I wouldn't be able to stop myself. I go down on it, fill my mouth with it, and let you fuck my face like it was a cunt. I let you use me like your plaything, and I'd fucking come over and over again as you used me. I wouldn't even be your girlfriend anymore. I'd become an insatiable, cock-hungry slut, desperate for your cock in her mouth. You wouldn't be able to stop me. I'd pester you at all times of the day, begging for it. I'd even rape you with my mouth while you sleep, just to feel it between my lips and the feel of your cum in my mouth. Baby, I know you're going to come from this. Please, baby. Please come for me. You have to come or I might not be able to resist. Please, baby. Please come. I know you need to come. I need you to come. Come for me. Come for your cock-sucking mouth fuck whore. Please come for me. Please. Please. Come on, come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Oh, God, yes. Come all over your hand. Just like that. Yes. Yes, please. Please, baby. baby, that was beyond hot. Did I do okay? What? Honey, you actually believed me? Come on. I made most of that stuff up, and you know that. Why? You wanted me to talk dirty, so I did. How much of it was true? Ugh, you bad boy. I bet you're hoping it's all true. I'm offended. I told you I was a good girl who just did a little experimenting. So, I'm not telling. Nope, not sucking on your cock either. Though, I wouldn't mind licking the cum off your fingers. Oh, you're so cute when you're confused. Don't worry, I'll lose control eventually.